if you didn't make it up here, we would have wreckage all 2 hours of it tonight. After that was Pink Floyd from the LP The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. The Piper at the Gates of WREK, letting Paul in tonight. Interstellar Overdrive, most of it. And then finished off the set with Kansas, self-titled LP from 1974. The old drummer, the one of the only two gentlemen that's been on every Kansas album, Phil Earhart. His birthday was this week. And so there we go. Wreckage is up next. He should have been on 28 minutes ago. I got to go 28 seconds ago. I got to get out of here. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. You're listening to 91.1 WREK Atlanta.
Thus endeth the Stonehenge, now beginneth the wreckage. I'm Paul. I'll be here tonight for a little while. I've been sick all week, so I probably won't be a very long show. I'm expecting 2 o'clock, maybe 2:30 at the latest. So get your request in early, 404-894-2468 is the number to make, number to call for requests. And if I can log in on the online thing, you can make requests online. I'll let you know in a little bit if I can get into it, because certain people aren't here tonight. But anyway, I'll be taking requests, 404-894-2468 for a relatively short show tonight. The other guys won't be here tonight, of course. They're playing a show. Matt and Vile are they're performing, actually, their EP release show at the 529 tonight, so they will not be here. Or if they are, they'll be here way late after I'm gone, I think. And I believe August, who hasn't been here in a while, August is down there watching the show. So anyway, once again, this is Wreckage, now beginning the broadcast airwaves. This is WREK Atlanta. That was the band Beelzebubs, B-E-E-L-Z-E-B-U-B-S, Beelzebubs, starting off the show. And that was a song called The Crown Daughters. That is from the one and only album they've done so far. The album's entitled Pantheon of the Nightside Gods. And one of the best albums I think I heard all last year. And it is kind of a comedy thing. There's a comedy component to it. Yeah, there's kind of like a weird thing to it. But I will say this, it's actually a really great album. It's in just such in much the way that Death Clock became a really, really good live touring act. This is actually a really well done album, and just really happy with it. So anyway, that was Beelzebubs. Yeah, I know, kind of a funny name, but you know, whatever. Bubs. Hey, this is Paul. This is Wreckage. Once again, taking your request at 404-894-2468, and online in a little bit if I have a chance to log into it. I've been busy getting things set up here, let's see. Gonna play something right now. This is getting a bit more, a little less, a little less overall heavy. That's gonna be the band Mastodon from the album Leviathan. Of course, Local Boys Made Good quite a while ago now, actually. And the song is called Blood and Thunder. Here's Mastodon. This is Wreckage. This is WRK Atlanta.
Yeah.
bit of Devin Townsend right there from his very first album. A couple of tracks of I like putting those two together a lot. You heard Greetings, the first one, and then of course Regulator, the second one. Of course, play that because Devin's going to be here on Friday, March 6th, along with Haken and the Contortionist at Center Stage Atlanta. Great venue for a show, especially for him. He's played it a few times before, should be an awesome show. I will point out that if you're going there expecting to hear a lot of solo material from Devin Townsend, you may be disappointed because he told me on the cruise, he said one reason why he decided to go on the cruise, because he had said he wasn't going to do it, he declined it once, is that he wanted to come and bring the heavy. He wanted to play heavier material, and he did, actually. Half of each set on the metal cruise was actually Strapping Young Lad material. So if you like Strapping Young Lad, and you like really, really heavy, heavy stuff, then it'd be probably a pretty good show for you. I'm not sure, however, if he's going to play that much a whole lot of solo material during that show. So just letting you know in advance. I don't know what his live set will be like yet. I haven't seen the list of it or anything if you started. But just letting you know. But I happen to like Strapping Young Lad, so it was really, really neat. He actually played just for expenses on the boat. He did not get a whole pile of money. Just made his money back to get there and all, just to bring the heavy, as you put it. So that was actually pretty cool and pretty darn metal, actually, if you ask me. All right, this is Paul. This is Wreckage. Once again, taking your request at 404-894-2468. I'm also logged in now on the online doohickey, so you can make requests online at www.wrak.org. As I mentioned before, I've been sick all week. I'm still a little sick right now. I'll be here probably for another hour and a half to an hour and maybe 2 hours or so. I'll be here till 2 o'clock, maybe 2:30. I'm beginning any the cavalry's not coming over the hill tonight for me because they're all over at 529 enjoying Tomorum's first, I think their first ever show, or their EP release show anyway. So they're all over there. Either they're playing in the band or watching, so one of the two. All right, gonna play something now. Speaking of local bands, I'll play something from the band Sadistic Ritual. Local Boys Made Good. They're actually been signed. Which is a cool thing. Really, really good, awesome thrash band. But here's Sadistic Ritual. I'll play a track from their album, which is entitled Visionaire of Death. And this song will be called Merciless Retribution, track 9 on that disc. So here is Sadistic Ritual, and this is Wreckage, and this is WRAK Atlanta.